Good morning. Welcome to our service of morning prayer on this Tuesday, June the 2nd. We will be commemorating Justin, a martyr at Rome. In fact, there are a number of martyrs, both historically and contemporary, that we will be commemorating the first part of this week. I hope you can join us as we pray and give thanks for those willing to give their lives for Christ. My name is Pastor Kit from Christchurch, Oshawa, and with me is Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
So June the 1st was Justin's day, but we're transferring it to today, Justin Martyr, and we have scriptures to go with it. We also have a slightly different morning prayer booklet, but you can follow along the Word document in the email that we're sending, and hope you can follow along. We trust that this will be a blessing to you and to us as we offer this in Jesus' name, and we take a deep breath and enjoy God's presence with us wherever we are. The eternal God is our refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
In returning and rest, we shall be safe, and quietness and confidence shall be our peace.
Let all keep a moment of silence. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
And forget not all his benefits.
Together we say Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help?
My help comes from the Lord,
who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bible readings.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 18 to 25. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of our proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jewish and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 31, verses 1 to 5. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Do not let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden from me, For you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
A reading from John chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. Then Jesus cried aloud, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, for I come not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge. For I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I speak, therefore, I speak just as the Father has told me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Justin, martyr at Rome, teacher of the faith, we commemorate today from Stephen Reynolds' book, For All the Saints. Today we honor the memory of Justin, a Christian teacher who was martyred at Rome around the year 167 AD. Born in Palestine, Justin received the finest education that money could buy and was steeped in Greek culture. But his mind thirsted for something more, so he began a search for the true philosophy. In his quest, he passed through a variety of teachers and sects before he settled on Platonism, a pagan system of thought, which seemed to promise him mystical union with the source of all existence. Justin was satisfied with Platonic teaching until one day, quite by chance, he encountered a mysterious old man. In the discussion which followed, the stranger showed Justin the contradictions of his philosophy. Greatly impressed with the old man's wisdom, Justin asked him how he had come by it. In response, the stranger told him about the prophets and apostles, who, far above all logical demonstration, were worthy witnesses to the truth. The old man who spoke these words proved to be a Christian, and his testimony convinced Justin that Christianity was the only sure and profitable philosophy. After his baptism, Justin continued to wear the garb of a philosopher and made his living by teaching the Christian philosophy to anyone who wished to study with him. He also made a name for himself by challenging pagan philosophers to public debates and by writing several treatises in defense of the Christian religion. At some point, it is unknown just when, Justin moved to Rome. There he continued his work as a teacher and public advocate of Christianity. Around the year 167 AD, he held a disputation with a pagan philosopher whose supporters revenged his defeat by denouncing Justin to the authorities. He and his students were brought before the chief magistrate of Rome and interrogated. All stood firm for the Christian faith, and the magistrate condemned them to summary execution. Thus, like the prophets of old, Justin proved to be a worthy witness to the truth, even at the cost of his life. The following account, just a very brief part of it, of Justin's martyrdom is based on the transcript of his examination before Rusticus, the prefect or chief magistrate of the city of Rome between 163 and 168. There are three versions of the text, each varying length and detail. The version here used is so-called the middle recension, which is the most widely known of these three. It's the last paragraph of this section. The prefect said to Justin, or basically the mayor of Rome, "Listen, you so-called philosopher who think you know the truth. If you are whipped and beheaded, do you believe that you are destined to ascend to heaven?" Justin said. I expect to inhabit his dwellings if I suffer these things. I know that God's reward awaits all who have adopted this manner of life until the end of the world. Prefect Rusticus said, so you think that you will ascend to heaven to receive some beneficial rewards? Justin said, I do not just think, I know, and am entirely certain of it. Rusticus said, that remains to be seen. Let us come to the matter now before us, which is the only issue that need concern us. Come together with one accord and offer sacrifice to the gods. Justin said, no right-thinking person turns from true worship to blasphemy. Rusticus said, if you people will not obey, you will be punished without pity. Justin said, by prayer we hold that when we are punished for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. For this will be our salvation and assurance before the dread and worldwide judgment seat of our Master and Savior. Likewise, the rest of the martyrs, friends of Justin, also said, do you do what you wish, for we are Christians and do not offer sacrifice to idols. The prefect Rusticus rendered judgment, saying, those who have not agreed to sacrifice to the gods and to submit to the emperor's decree are to be taken from hence to the place of execution, where they are to be whipped and beheaded in accordance with the laws. The holy martyrs glorified God as they went to the usual place of execution, and when they were beheaded, they completed their witness in the confession of our Savior. Some of the faithful took the bodies and interred them in a fitting spot, assisted by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. By your incarnation and your birth in poverty, by your baptism, your fasting, your trials in the desert, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
By your agony in the garden, by your cross and passion, by your death and burial, by your resurrection and ascension, and by the gift of your Holy Spirit, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
In times of trouble and in times of well-being, at the hour we die and on the day of your glory, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Deliver us, O Lord, from war and violence, from hardness of heart, and from contempt of your love and your promises. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Enlighten our lives with your word, that in it we may find our way and our hope. O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Assist your people in every land. Govern them in peace and justice. Defend them from the enemies of life. Remember those who are baptized, Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, Justin Trudeau, baptized in the Catholic tradition, our Prime Minister, his cabinet, and all those in authority in Canada across every jurisdiction, and those in leadership in the United States and other countries of the world. That God may rule and overcome our prejudices and hatreds. For those in the body of Christ, in the church, for Linda the primate, for Andrew, our diocesan, Rosilla, our area bishop, for all clergy, and deacons and priests, for retired clergy and bishops, especially for Bishop Blackwell, and for Sheila and others who live with cancer, Noah and Rita's sister-in-law, and Others who suffered from or suffering from COVID-19 or the pandemic or other its effects in business and in educational life or in delayed appointments or elective surgery. For Brenda Doherty, Carol Brown continued to recover at her daughter's place from her broken leg. Catherine Banks, David Borner, Des and Susan Webster, Dolly Lawrence, Elizabeth Brown, Evelyn Morrison, Hazel Davis, Helen Ormiston, Ivan Locke, Jean Young, Joan Simkin, John and Joan Steer, Joyce Taylor, Lulu June, Bro Wanamaker, Lonnie and Bob Elliott, Lois Adam, Marie Cole, Mary Aldridge, Mary Long, Nancy Micklebost, Pat Foster, Pat King, and also giving thanks for those who are celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, or remembering special times in their life of joy, and giving thanks as well for the gift of the Holy Spirit with us wherever we are. I invite you to add the names of loved ones for whom you wish to pray at this time silently or aloud. For Clifford, children and young people, especially of our parish and the ministers who work with them. For Ruth, Bishop's mother, MJ needing cataract surgery. Giving thanks for the life of Reverend Keith Adams, Everett and Arthur, O Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, you found your servant Justin seeking the path of true wisdom and made him a worthy witness to the truth of your eternal word. Guide those who are wearied in this their quest for peace to the font and spring of your mercy, that their sorrows and doubts may be washed away in the joy of knowing your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We also pray for Jen, who's expecting in July, and Clarissa expecting sometime later this month, for Nick and for the midwife, and that things would go well in her labor and their labors and delivery. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your servants, from all the assaults of our enemies, that we may trust in your defense and fear not the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with each of us always. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.